May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn number 905. My heart by nature is a stone, and unconcerned can look upon eternal misery. Feels no affection for the Lord, takes no impression from his word, but lumpish is and dry. Hymn 905.
Thank you. From the Word of God, we turn this evening in the Scriptures to the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 13. Hebrews 13, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained strangers unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honourable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. The bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach, for here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us. We trust we have a good conscience. In all things, willing to live honestly. But I beseech you, the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I've written a letter unto you in few words. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he come shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you, and all the saints. They of Italy salute you. Grace be with you all. Amen. Kind and holy Almighty Lord God, give to us now that grace which the Apostle desired for those Hebrews who he was writing to. May it be with us all this night, for we all need it. That grace to worship the aright. That grace for some of us to remember thy dying love aright. And then for each of us that grace to go forth at the close of this day, as we leave thy house, to live aright, to thine honour, praise and glory in the days to come. We thank thee, Lord, for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for that blood of the everlasting covenant we've read of. We plead that blood. We ask that it may be given to us and applied to our hearts, our lives, our consciences. May it have made an atonement for our sin. We thank thee, Lord, for all that the Lord Jesus Christ has done, For, Lord, thy blessed willingness to come, for thy willingness to save, and now for thy willingness to carry on thy people's cause in heaven's high court above. Do carry on our cause, we plead, we ask, we knock, we beg. But only, Lord, the causes that thou dost plead with thy Father will be successful. And Holy Father, we ask this night that in love and compassion thou would send forth thy Holy Spirit upon us, that we may worship thee aright, that we may adore and love thy holy majesty, that we may confess our sin, that we may trust in thy beloved Son for our safety, for our redemption, for our heaven to come. Keep us, O gracious God, through thine own name, or else we will fall. Bring back, Lord, the backsliders in heart and in life, and keep us, Lord, from backsliding in either heart or life. For, Lord, it will begin in the heart, but it won't stop there. It will bear its fruit in the life. And so, Lord, we plead thy keeping power over us. Bring back those who are straying or have strayed. Keep near the cross those who are near unto thee. Bless those who are in their first love, who are rejoicing in thy salvation, who are drinking of the wellsprings of mercy and of peace. Be with those, Lord, who have long been in the way of faith. Grant unto them fresh visits of thy love. Be with those, Lord, who long the paths of sin have trod. Bring them by grace now to tread in the way of faith, in the way of righteousness, in the ways of thy beloved Son. Bless unto us thy word. Bless this people, and be with them, and supply their every need. Be a protecting wall of fire about them. Keep out Satan and anything that would harm or destroy or mar thy work. May Christ himself draw near and go with this people. And abide with them, Lord. And bless them. Pour out thy blessing from above. And grant, Lord, that each who gather here may be called by thy divine mercy, saved by thy grace, redeemed with precious blood. Walk worthy of thee, bring forth fruits to thine honour, praise and glory, and at last, as a complete congregation, Lord, be with thee in heaven above. To crown thee, Lord of all, forevermore. Bless, Lord, our nation. Remember our King at this time and help him, Lord, to carry out those oaths which he swore yesterday in thy hearing. Help him to walk them out, Lord. Give him, Lord, that saving faith in thee. Bring him to know thee. Bring him to seek thee. Bring him to find thee. And give him both natural and spiritual wisdom to guide this nation in the days to come. And Lord, we commit to thee the future. The future of this nation. The future of this cause of truth. The future of each of every one of us in thy hand. Lord, help us by faith to rest on thee and in thy name to go. Let thine arms of love surround us. Let thy mercy hold us up. A gracious Saviour, never leave us. While our toils and conflicts last, to thy kind embrace receive us. When the toils of life are past, and be with any, Lord, who this night are toiling and rowing, who perhaps feel like giving up, who are discouraged, who are downcast. Who are perhaps almost in despair. Draw near to them this night and say unto them, I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. Draw near unto them as we have read and give them the assurance that thou wilt never leave them nor forsake them. And give them that grace to go on with thee. We give thanks again for the birth of a child. We pray for that young life and for its parents. And we ask thee, Lord, to bless and watch over them now and in time to come. And bless, we pray, each family here, each household, each one individually. Prosper their way, we pray. Bless thy word and gospel as it is preached this day, up and down our land and in other corners of this world. Throughout the whole world, we pray, where thy name is being worshipped and honoured this day and thy people are gathering. Help thy servants to preach and help in the worship of thy name may much be done today. In thy precious name, Lord Jesus. And we plead that thou wouldst do something in our own hearts here. While on others thou art calling, do not pass us by. But we ask this night, Lord, that thou wouldst bless thy church worldwide. And may, if it is thy will, Lord, may each congregation feel in a special way this night thy presence, thy smile, thy hand upon us. We ask and plead in the precious, all-prevailing name of Jesus. And for his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 335. Poor angry bosom hush, nor discontented grow, but at thine own sad folly blush, which breedeth all the woe. Hymn 335.
Oh,
seeking the Lord's help. We turn this evening to the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Hebrews 13, the 8th verse, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. Here is the secret of a believer's endurance. Here is the foundation of our hope in one who does not and who cannot and who will not ever change. Here we have the foundation. You know, friends, as in the building, so it is with faith. If the foundation is wrong, then everything is wrong. If the foundation is right, then it will endure. Take the foundations of this building, for example. None of us have ever seen them. Almost certainly, none of us ever will see them. But we know they're there. And we trust them when we come into this building. Because our very safety depends upon it. And for many years they have kept this building up. Through thick and thin, through cold and hot. Through storms and floods and wind. And through sunshine as well. The foundation has stood the test of time. Because it was a good foundation which was laid way back in the 1800s. I never forget late Mr. Ramsbottom preaching on this text, the annual meetings in 1988. And he gave an illustration at the beginning of his sermon, speaking on the foundation. He said when he first went to Luton, there was a building there. It was the finest building in the whole of the town. But it was sealed off. No one was allowed near it. The foundations had been found to be lacking in some respect. And it was going to have to be completely destroyed. And he said, fine though that building was. Today, he said, there's not one trace that it was ever there. And what about the foundation of your hope? There may be a fine building on the top, but what's underneath it? Will your hope in the day of judgment and then in eternity be like that building, no trace of it left? No evidence it was ever there? Or will it be like this building? It has endured and stood the test of time and of the day of judgment and of eternity too. Only will that be so if it is on the right foundation. That foundation is the one in our text who is declared to be the same yesterday and today and forever too. Jesus Christ. First of all, here he is given his titles, Jesus Christ. The name Jesus means Saviour. The name Christ means the anointed, appointed, sent one of God. And so if you put the two names together, it is the anointed, appointed, sent, only Saviour of the lost. He was the Saviour yesterday. He is the Saviour today. And he will be the Saviour tomorrow. And all the tomorrows of your life. And forevermore. Jesus Christ, the same. He was appointed Saviour in the yesterday of eternity. When God gave into the hands of his Son a people who he loved, a people who he cared for, a people who he determined to save. And in the yesterday of time, 2,000 years ago, this Saviour came into the world to accomplish this work of salvation. He lived for sinners. He suffered for sinners. He bled for sinners. He died for sinners. He rose again and entered into heaven for sinners. And now in heaven he pleads the merits of his blood for sinners. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday. Yesterday, while he was upon earth, it was said of him, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." He is the same today. He receives sinners today and he eats with them. He blesses them, he saves them, he redeems them. and he will be the same tomorrow and all the tomorrows of your life. And all the tomorrows right down to the end of time. Will it be said, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And then in eternity to come, those who he received on earth by faith, he will receive into heaven's glory to eat the marriage supper of the Lamb. And Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And then the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is the same today as it was yesterday. It's not lost its power to save. It's not lost any of its effects or abilities to save. The Lord Jesus Christ has not lost his willingness or his ability to save. He has the same power, the same willingness to save today as he had yesterday. And may this be an encouragement for some of you who are still seeking to go on. To go on to seek today and tomorrow and all the tomorrows until in his mercy he reveals himself to you. You have known some of his people on earth. You've heard their testimonies of how he received them. Of how he saved them. Of how he blessed them. Of how he taught them. Of how he encouraged them. Of how he changed them. He's still the same. Thou shalt obtain the blessing, yet. Jesus will not thy cries forget. Wait on the Lord, take courage, still his oath he surely will fulfill. And beloved friend, plead this word. Take it back to him. He loves it when you plead his word. Remind him of it. Not that he needs reminding, it's us that need reminding. Say to him, thou hast said in thy words. Because although these words were first written by the Apostle Paul, God told him what to write. And so first and foremost, this is the word of God. Before it was the word of Paul's, and it's still the word of God. And so you can take this word back to him and say, Lord, thou hast said that thou art the same. You can say to him, Lord, I know those whom thou hast saved. And I've seen how thou hast worked in their lives. Save me today as thou didst save them yesterday. And you'll prove he will not cast you out. He will not turn you away. He will not reject or scorn your plea. He may not answer straight away, but he will answer in his own time and in his own way. And his blood and his righteousness are an all-prevailing plea in heaven for poor sinners. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. And then those of you who have tasted that the Lord is gracious, those of you who have an experience that we can term here yesterday, And that yesterday, perhaps in some cases, it extends back many years, does it not? 40, 50, maybe longer years than that. His love toward you has not changed. It's the same to you today as it was then. In the 1960s or 70s. You've changed, but he hasn't. His love to you remains the same. Strong, free, and faithful. Be thankful for it, rejoice in it. And ask him to continue to bless you today and then forever as he has in the past. Ask him to guide you today, tomorrow, and forever as he has guided you in the past. Ask him to open doors for you today and the tomorrows and the forevers of your life's journey until you reach its end, as he has in the past. He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He did say it to you, did he not? Some of you. And you know, when he said it, he meant it. And he will fulfill it. Never means never. It means that there will never be a today or tomorrow of your life when God will turn his back upon you and forsake you. When God will leave you to fend for yourself. That's what it means. He will never do it. He will always be there, even when you can't feel it. Even though you don't always enjoy it, he's still there, even then. The darkness hides him from your sight, but it does not hide you from his sight. Your needs are just as clear to him in the darkness as they were in the light. And he loves you just as much in the dark as in the light, poor trembling child of God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And then, perhaps this is a word for one of you, that you can venture on and plead as you take up an open profession. You know, you've tasted the Lord is gracious. He's constrained you with his love. He's given you that desire and that command to follow him. And you have stumbled because you consider the way, unknown way ahead to the future and wonder how you will endure. Well, look at our text like this. How many yesterdays have there been in the history of this church when there were those who ventured on his name? And he didn't fail them. He didn't leave them. He helped them. And he's still helping them. as they walk out that profession. I'll do the same for you. This word, you've got enough. Because this word is sufficient for today, for tomorrow, for all the tomorrows of life, and yes, forever. May the Lord help you in that. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday. He hears and answers prayer today, as he did yesterday. And he'll hear prayer tomorrow too. You don't know yet, perhaps, what the needs of tomorrow are going to be. He already knows them. He's already got that grace to give you. And that fullness to supply your need as you come into it. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He was a prayer hearing God yesterday. Some of you proved it. As you look back at answers you've had in your life and in your soul. The door of the throne of grace is not shut today, you know. And it will still be open tomorrow too. For you to venture your needs. And remember who it is you are coming to. A king. Not just a king. The King of Kings, who is almighty to save. And who is almighty in power to give you whatever it is you need. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, and today, and forever. Perhaps you have some mountain before you. Perhaps you have some giant to face, and you feel you can't face it this evening, but you know you have to. How are you going to do it? We'll look back on the yesterday in history of David, when he went out to face Goliath. Humanly speaking, he was facing certain death as he faced a man not just stronger than him, not just bigger than him, not just well defended, but one who was for many years had been well skilled in battle and who had been a champion in battle, who had been more successful than David had been on the battlefield. How did he go forth? The same way you've got to go forth. I was very struck this afternoon with the answer I heard from a young child. He was asked, who did David take with him as he went forth to meet Goliath? The answer was, God went with him. Friend, yesterday God went with David. Today and tomorrow he's going to go with you as you go forth to meet your Goliath. Yes, like David, you are going to feel that your Goliath is stronger, perhaps, as you look at it from a natural point of view. You're not going to be able to meet him with your natural strength, with your natural ability. God doesn't intend that. That's why he's brought you here. He's brought you here so that you may prove him to be faithful, so that you may prove him both in his ability and in his willingness to be the same today and tomorrow for you as he was for David yesterday. But you've got to go forth. You can't stay in the camp. You've got to go forth. And the only way you can go forth is leaning on your beloved Lord, trusting in his name, pleading that he'll help you, pleading that he'll defend you, pleading that he will bring you safely through, and he will do so. Because his honour and his name's at stake. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And then, when you've proved him, don't forget it. And then the next time you come to another mountain and another Goliath, because there will be another one, remember that he who was faithful to you today will be faithful to you forever. So the word this evening to you is this: go on. Don't go back. Don't give up. Go on. Jesus Christ, your Father's Son, bids you, undismayed, go on. Why undismayed? Because there's more with you than with them. God's not on their side, that one who's opposing you. He's on your side. It was so, wasn't it, with David? That was his defense. That was the secret of his safety, of his endurance as he went forth with his sling and those five stones. And he didn't go forth in vain. He went forth in faith. And it was Goliath who was overcome, not David. One went to the battle in faith, the other went in presumption, and it was the one with the faith in God who overcame. And that, friends, is how you've got to live. That's how you've got to fight your battles. Resting on the Lord, trusting him. Resting on him and seeking his help. If you do not seek his help, you can't really complain if you don't receive it, can you? Seek his help. And in seeking it, you will prove Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday and today. And forever. He is the same as the high priest. Remembering that this epistle, the great theme of the epistle to the Hebrews, is the high priesthood of Christ. And of the fact that he has shed his precious blood, and he has gone into the holiest of all in heaven. And he pleads the merits of that blood before the throne of God in heaven. the merits of that high priest, of our great high priest, are the same today as they were yesterday. And they'll be the same tomorrow too. He's not stopped pleading. He still pleads his people's cause. That blood still speaks in heaven, and it still speaks in the hearts of those who it speaks for in heaven. What does it speak? Peace. Pardon. Safety. Reconciliation with God. As the apostle says in the earlier part of this book, seeing then that we have a great high priest which has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. There is a profession we all have to walk out. There is a way we have to travel. And that's why our verse is couched in the way it is. There is the yesterday of our lives. There is today, the now. And then there is the forever. But you know, child of God, while you're holding fast in your profession here, in heaven you have a great high priest who's pleading for you. Continually. He never stops pleading for you. And the Father always accepts that plea. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And he'll be pleading for you when you need it most, which will be the day and the hour and the very moment of death. If ever you're going to need the blood of Jesus Christ, if ever you are going to need a high priest offering that blood on your behalf, it will be then. And Jesus, the great high priest, offers his blood for that throne. And it speaks pardon. The soul is safe forever for whom that blood is being pleaded for. None can be lost. Lowly incarnate God ascended pleads the merits of his blood. Venture on him, venture holy. Let no other trust intrude, none but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. He can do helpless sinners good. He's done them good yesterday. He's doing them good today, and he'll do them good tomorrow too. You this evening who feel to be helpless, here's your plea, here's your hope. That though you are helpless, there is one who you can rest in who is not helpless, who is mighty to save, who is mighty to deliver, who is mighty to defend. Who is mighty to overcome all your enemies, all your fears, all your sorrows, all your darkness. who is ever, ever the same. Jesus, immutably the same, the hymn writer says. Do you know what that word immutably means? It means God cannot change. It's stronger even than will not. It means he cannot. And why can't he? Because he has decreed that he will not change. That's why. And that's a blessed comfort. And yet, friends, there's also a solemn side, is there not? He equally is not going to change in his holiness and in his hatred for sin. God is equally not going to change the fact that salvation is through Jesus Christ and through Jesus Christ alone. And that God will only receive sinners through him. That will never change either. Think not that he will or may pardon any other way. So there's a solemn side as well as a blessed side. May we be found on that blessed side. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. He is the King. And unlike the earthly king crowned yesterday, his kingdom will never end. His kingship will never pass to another. He has reigned in the yesterday of history. He is reigning today. And he will reign forever. For the rest of time, and then when time is no more, his kingship will never end. And what a glorious kingship it is. Our ruler, our Saviour, our Redeemer, our friend. That one whose rule is good and just and wise. And it is in our interest to follow his rule, to obey his directions, to keep his commands. And may God help us to acknowledge day by day in our life his kingship over us by seeking to walk worthy and live obedient lives to him so far as we can, as he gives us that grace so to do. And ask him to give you grace each day to do it. Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday and today and forever. He is the same to those of you whose love has grown cold. His love hasn't grown cold for you, though yours has for him. He's the same to those of you who today are weak in faith, who yesterday were strong in faith. He can revive that faith. He can increase it. He is able. He can restore you, just as he has in the past. As yesterday he said to Simon Peter, I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. So today, backsliding child of God, he says the same to you. Cast away despair. Because he's the same. Therein is your hope. You aren't the same, are you? You've proved it. You thought at the beginning, when you were first called by grace, that you were going to be such a consistent Christian. You thought you would be a humble follower. You thought you would be a fruitful bough. And yet you've fallen, you've wandered, you've strayed, you know it. You've been a failure, haven't you? Your secret, however, to your heaven doesn't rest on your success. It rests on Christ. And where you have failed, he has in all points succeeded. He's not failed, not once. Where you have changed, where your love for him has grown cold, and your zeal has dimmed, you've been weighed down with the cares, with the pleasures of this life, and you've taken that wrong turn, but his love for you remains the same. His care for you remains the same. And just as in the yesterday of our text, there are countless occasions in the Word of God and also in the history of the saints, even some here, if you were to ask them, could tell you times when the Lord restored them, when they'd gone wrong. He's the same today, and he will be the same for you as he was for them. He is faithful. He can never change. Ask him then this evening to bring you back. Ask him to restore you to a right relationship with him. Ask him to restore your faith, your hope, your love. Ask him to give you more grace. And not only give it, but then to maintain it. You see, here is where you went wrong. Same with Peter. He started to trust in himself. And the moment you start trusting in yourself, you cease to pray. Because you don't think you need it. Let us then ask God to give us that grace to watch and to pray and to continue watching until the journey is done. Because when we stop praying, friends, that's when we're in danger. And to that one this evening who perhaps has given up, you say to me in private. In your heart, you're saying, I've given up. May God help you to start praying again. Does Satan tempt you to give up and call no more on Jesus' name? Cast not away your little hope. Come hither and behold the Lamb. Come hither to the Saviour. Come, vile as thou art in every view. Yes, you are. And that's why you've given up, isn't it? Because you feel you are too vile. You feel you fail too much. But in Jesus' house there still is room for guilty sinners such as you. Power and love in Christ combine, an able, willing Saviour too. Is he a sun? On thee he'll shine. Is he thy God? He'll bring thee through. He's still able. He's still willing to save. Backsliding the children of God, just as much as he is able and willing to save those who are dead in sin and bring them to birth. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Then, child of God, this evening, may you be able to thank God, to take courage, and to go forth into the future, the forever of our text, leaning upon and looking to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross for you. And having endured that cross, he'll not let you down. He'll not let you go. And yes, to that backslider, he saved you and received you and called you by grace at the beginning, knowing what you would be in the future, knowing what you would be now. You didn't know, but he did. But he still received you. He still saved you. And this evening he says to you, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And then, in an eternity to come, his love for his people will be the same. His faithfulness will be the same. Forever. It'll never dim. It'll never wax cold. It will remain strong and true forever. May you and I prove this text to be true. May it be our foundation as we go forth to rest on the blood and the righteousness of Christ, which are the same. That sure foundation for you to build your hope upon, his life and death in your behalf, who called your sins his own, Jesus Christ, the same And that Jesus who received you, believer, yesterday, is not going to reject you and cast you out today or tomorrow or ever. Praise his name. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. And there'll be a church meeting at 8:15 on Thursday evening. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Stephen Hyde is expected to preach. And he also hopes to address the Sunday school. Let us close with hymn 330. Your harps, ye trembling saints, down from the willows take. Loud to the praise of Christ our Lord, bid every string awake. Hymn 330.
Thank you.
O Lord, do in thy mercy and compassion pardon and forgive all that thou hast seen wrong in our worship of thy name this day, thus far. Be with any who now depart. Watch over them. Be with them, bless them. Teach them to rest on that foundation, Jesus Christ the same. And remember and be with those of us who now at thy gracious command and invitation seek to draw near to the table of the Lord. Lord, meet us there, we pray. Prepare our hearts. Remember us as we seek to remember thee. And be with any, Lord, who watch from afar. Remember them also. And Lord, may we each unitedly know what it is to rest on that sure foundation, that precious cornerstone, Christ Jesus himself, the friend of sinners. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, rest, rule, and remain with us now and forever. Amen.